He's a very proud Novocastrian who plied his trade in the lower grades at the foot of the Blue Mountains with the Penrith Panthers, winning three titles, and now he's going to call the Gold Coast home after getting the job as the head coach for the Gold Coast Titans. Time to say congratulations to Garth Brennan. Hi, Garth.
That's okay. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. Really excited about the appointment. Really excited to be up here on the coast and looking forward to ripping in.
Yeah, and that's all you can do, mate. It's a case of getting stuck in, obviously, when there's been a coach sacked. You read all the negative reports.
Yeah.
How will you approach it, Garth? I mean, we don't know each other, but in your press conference, you seem like a strong personality, and it's about making your mark straight away.
Yeah, it is. I think it's the most important thing is being yourself, TK. You know, it's not trying to be someone you're not. It's not trying to do something to please somebody. It's about doing what you believe in and coming in and stamping, you know, probably my culture into the club more so than anything. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Can you give our listeners and our viewers, Garth, a little bit of a glimpse of that culture? What do you expect?
We're going to be a side, you know, that's going to really, we're going to train hard, we're going to play hard, and we're going to be a hard team to beat, you know, and that's something that, you know, I've learned over the last few years under Phil Gould, who's been a fantastic mentor for me over the years. And one thing I want, you know, we're not going to win every game, but when the games that we don't win, I want the team to go away saying, yeah, okay, we beat the Titans today, but geez, they're a hard team to beat.
And Garth, they talk about coaching being man management as much as anything these days. And obviously, Jared Hayne, who seems to be a bit quirky, a bit individual, as often superstars are. Do you treat him any differently or do you keep it as a collective?
No, well, it depends on what you're talking about there, mate. If you're talking about the culture of the club and how we're portrayed in the community and you know, meet and greets and that sort of stuff and holding yourself in the community, they're non-negotiables. You know, that's everyone needs to be treated the same. Everyone needs to toe the line on that, no matter who you are, whether you're staff or whether you're the star player. Everyone's got to tread the line, toe the line there. But as far as how you prepare for a football match and how I get him ready physically to be ready for the games on the weekend, then yeah, people get treated differently there because, you know, Michael, you've been a professional athlete yourself. You know, everyone prepares differently. Everyone gets themselves in the right headspace differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people you can hit with a big stick and some you need to cuddle. And it's about working out, you know, what works best for the individual's person. And that's my background. Being a police officer, I've sort of realise that everyone comes from different cultures and backgrounds and you can't treat everyone the same because people aren't the same.
No, and, you know, handcuffs on Jared every now and then, mate, might work, you know. But, I think probably there are those individuals, Garth, and Jared might be one of them, where you have to invest a little bit more time one-on-one.
Yeah,
that's all. Well, that's about getting to know people. Some people open up very quickly. Some people, you know, they trust a lot of people, and it takes a while to earn their trust and get to know them and work out who you are and whether you really do care or whether you've just been a fraud. And so that might take a little bit of time to get to different individuals. Jared might be easy to get to. You know, some others might be harder. So it's just about spending time with them. And the big thing is, Slats, you know more than anyone, sports stars can smell a fraud pretty quickly.
Yes.
People can smell someone if they're fake or they're making it up.
Totally, mate.
Or whether they're not honest and not true to their beliefs. And they've got to get to know me as well and trust me. And that might take a little bit of time, but I'm sure we'll get there.
Do you think Jared's best footy's still in front of him?
I think he is. You know, we saw him come back in at the back end of 16. You know, he was the superstar again. Everyone was, you know, buying seats and the plane was packed and he was winning games for the Titans and probably steered them into the semi-finals in 16. You know, last year, obviously, they had some injuries across the board. And at the end of the day, We play a team sport. It's not just one individual. Jared's not out there by himself. There's 16 other players out there as well. So I think it's unfair to lumber Jared with the results of what happened last year in the Titans. I saw glimpses of him over the last 2 years that, you know, I still think there's a lot of football still left in Jared. I'm excited. I've been a Jared Hayne fan, like a lot of people are. Well, when he's on, there's not too better sights in the game. So I'm really excited. I'm determined to get him back to where he was now in those glory days. And we saw glimpses of it. You saw it in the first Origin. You know, there was glimpses of Jared Jared's brilliant there. It's just getting him up to be consistent and happy and enjoying his footy, and who knows where it could end up.
I think many, many people would enjoy that as well. We're lucky enough to be chatting with Garth Brennan, who's the incoming Gold Coast Titans coach. Mate, you've got this unique sort of relationship with Ash Taylor, which will come in handy because you've got to try and re-sign him. How quickly can you see if Ash can recommit or extend his contract with the Titans?
Yeah, look, I'm fairly confident it could be just done in the next few days, to be honest. I was talking to Ash and his management yesterday again. You know, not so much about when are you going to sign. It's more about touch of base, how he's travelling, you know, how he's looking forward to getting back into training. But, I mean, my relationship with Ash is, you know, I've got a similar sort of relationship with other players around in other teams that I've coached or had dealings with in the past. And it's not, you know, it's not, wasn't ever about talking about game plans and things like that. I was just talking about how he's travelling off the field, you know. Little things I saw in his game where I think he could be better as an individual, and you know, I do that with Will Smith at Parramatta, who was a Newcastle Penrith boy that moved on and played a bit of first grade at fullback at the back end of the year. Tyron Roberts was another one who I used to work with at Newcastle and up on the goal and moved to the Gold Coast. He was another one. I sort of just, you know, you just touch base with guys that you've coached over the years that you care about, you know, and it's more about staying in touch and being their friend and being there if they need you, regardless of whether you coach them or not.
And final one from me, mate. It's always hard to talk about yourself, but I feel that your strength is possibly your communication and your honesty. How do you see yourself?
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, like I said before, if you're being a fraud or a fake, people smell that pretty well quickly straight away. You know, and you know, that's why I don't try and be someone I'm not. You know, if I could try and be a Wayne Bennett or Craig Bellamy, or two of the best coaches ever. You know.
Yeah.
They're going to realise I'm not that. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm passionate. Ooh. I care. And I think players pick up on that fairly quickly. And, you know, if they know that you care about them, then they tend to turn around and care for you and tend to play for you, which is very important.
Exactly, mate. I can relate to heart on sleeve stuff. There's going to be a lot of cameras on you in that coaching box, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not Wayne Bennett, let me tell you.
So you think you're more a Craig Bellamy than a Wayne Bennett?
Yeah, I've been told I'm more a Craig Bennett.
Ricky Stewart.
Than Bennett, that's for sure. But that's who you are, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the fans like that. They like to relate that. Hang on, this coach cares about the result.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. No doubt.
I agree, mate. Well done.
Garth, we thank you so much for your time. Good luck trying to bed everything down up there, and we wish you all the best.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the time this morning.
No, thank you.